Anchorage-based singer-songwriter Meg Mackey has been making her way around the city's music venues to showcase her debut album, Eat Your Heart Out.
It's completely and utterly straight from my heart.
Born on the island of Guam, 27-year-old Mackey grew up a self-described military brat, spending her early years in San Antonio, Texas, attending African-American and Hispanic church services. And you can hear that influence in songs like Rendered Useless, a collaboration with the Spinard Street Choir. In 1991, 7-year-old Mackey moved with her family to Palmer, where she did homeschool and got into dog mushing. She credits yelling at the dogs with helping build her strong alto vocal cords. And no, as far as she knows, she's not related to Lance Mackey. When she was 14, she picked up a guitar that was laying around the house, but it took her a while to get comfortable with her own voice.
Didn't start singing, actually, until I was probably 17 or 18. In fact, I actually hated my voice. I was one of those kids who, if I had left a message on an answering machine, I'd be like, "Turn that crap off!" You know, I don't want to hear myself. You know, and it definitely took me a minute to accept. You know what I mean? To kind of accept my own voice.
She began writing music and playing around campfires in her early 20s while she was working in tourism in the Juneau ice fields and at a lodge in Wrangell St. Elias National Park, putting together the songs for what would become her first full-length album. When she was 21, she settled in Juneau. But she says there's only so many places you can play in a city that size, and Anchorage kept calling her name.
And I had a lot of friends just telling me what was going on here in Anchorage, you know, just kind of saying the music scene was kind of building its way up the West Coast.
So a year ago, she quit her barista job and moved to Anchorage's Spinard neighborhood, arguably the epicenter of the city's growing indie music scene. Now she's playing music full-time. She says she was met with open arms and she hasn't looked back.
I mean, it's an amazing place. The venues here treat you so well. I mean, the people here have been just so supportive. Musicians, producers, the people that own, you know, the recording studio, Ken Cease's recording studio over at Twisted Penguin.
That Spinard studio is where two well-known Anchorage musicians, Evan Phillips, the frontman for the Whipsaws, and James Domick Jr., a drummer for the same band, produced Mackey's album. Domick Jr., Martin Severin, who's also in the Jack River Kings, and James Glaives, who also plays with the Ghost Hands, make up the Meg Mackey Band. Mackey's imaginative, intimate songwriting and raw vocals reach out and grab your heart. And listening, you feel as if you've been invited to hang out with her around a campfire to waste some time.
Why don't you waste your time with me? We could be happy, we could be in southern Georgia, eat a peach. I'll blow you kisses by the sea.
Meg Mackey is set to take her uniquely Alaskan sound to Philadelphia to play at the World Cafe Live on Wednesday, May 9th. Oh, and the song with the glockenspiel? It's called Tiny Toes, and she says all her friends' kids love it.
Little tiny toe, running on the shore. Castles raining high. The biggest one is mine.
In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.
Have to be afraid of the seashells. I got a name for everyone, can't you see? Well, you throw a starfish in the sea, wish him farewell, and he'll be happy that you came. The sun is going down, the sky looks upside down. Skin is toasty brown. Mama's calling, it's time to go home. We'll say goodnight, I'll miss you so, Mr. Ocean. Send me something really cool in the morning, and I'll be happy that I got to be going, cause I'll be seeing you first thing in the morning. In the morning. more.